Okay, all right, I'm going to go right to the TikToks, and I'm going to go right to the big one that's in my world. Okay. March 21st, Credit Suisse and UBS. Question, was Credit Suisse threatening to blow out the entire derivative world market?
They all but did.
Mm-hmm. And were they supporting all of the U.S. banks? I mean, the whole banking world that dealt in derivatives? Were they like the counterparty in those transactions?
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. It's the market flow, not derivatives. It's the market flow. You know this. You did this. This is your world. So, yeah.
And that was triggered by the
market
flow.
What meets the market? That's not a derivative. That's how many sell orders, how many buy orders, how many longs, how many shorts, what's the strike price. The strike price is what you're trying to say, but the words you just said confused Susanna because she doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. So, go ahead.
Okay, so then that means that what threw that off is because the market flow, which threw off the mark-to-markets, which a lot of those things are
market volume, don't they flow, market volume. Okay, go ahead.
And they market every day because the way the market was flowing, it just, I've been reading a lot about that, reinforming myself on that, and it looks like that this is bigger than the 2008 with the,
by $70 trillion.
That derivative, okay, you said don't use derivatives, but that's what they use, and that's just long, short swaps.
No. The derivatives are how they substantiate their value.
Right.
The derivatives are how they substantiate their value. The value is what's gone. That's over.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And that's why we giggle, and Bob got all the money in the goddamn world, and they made money have no value. That's brilliant. But he doesn't care because the value of money, a currency, is going to be pegged not to the dollar, not to the euro dollar, not the petro dollar. It's going to be the RNA drops. But we mentioned that, didn't we?
You think.
Brian,
one other thing. I got some information from the Schiller Institute, the LaRouche Group. And they were doing an analysis. Come on,
Bob's licking his eye teeth and a slobber dripping off his eye teeth. Go ahead.
Okay. They were doing an analysis on the top four U.S. banks in the U.S. and the top four Chinese banks. And they made an analysis that the top four U.S. banks have $173 trillion in derivatives. Is that true?
Bank derivatives. That means that they're based on something. That means somebody has the contract. Because that's not always true. Because kind of like Lehman Brothers could have contracts that nobody engaged. They had the contract, but it didn't matter because they weren't in play. The same thing you used to do with Credit Suisse. When they would run something, or Deutsche Bank, when they would run something, but if nobody bought it, it was just in the float. It was the book, what you call the book, the bank. That doesn't have a value until it gets into play. Go ahead. We're not trying to tell you something, honey bunny. We're trying to.
Well, you just did. You just did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go to my next question. I mean, that fills in a lot from what I'm reading, so I'll go on to that. But there's repo market.
Based on anything. What did you say?
The repo market. There was a TikTok. Damn, where is it? Okay, here it goes. Damn, I just have so many. I'm swimming in them. Hold on. Quick. Yeah, on March 24th, the Fed started the repo operations.
Yes, they had to.
They stopped? But now they restarted?
No, they're not based on anything. Okay. It would be the standard joke is that Carolyn was started by her own product to hold up her business model. It'd be like that. They're buying their own market. They're buying their own market. Janet Yellen is buying her own bond.
Why?
Which has destroyed, which has destroyed the bond market. What happened to the 10-year yield a week ago, Bertrand?
Yeah, that's that. But see, there's so many distractions, just like you said, that everything is converging, that no one missed it, but the bond market's fucked up, which shows that the whole market's fucked up, but the bond market's fucked up.
All the market, all the money dumped into being safe, and they dumped it into a well that had no bottom. That's not safe. That's what killed the margin. So now everybody that's holding T-bonds and T-bills got killed, because those are to, 10 years are held to expiration. So if it goes down, their market, their strike price is less. So now you got it. And then it's like Mortimer and Randolph Duke. All accounts settled. They closed the business day.
Hey, Bert, so there we go. It's not the Rothschilds, not Putin, not the aliens. It's the tech body. It's a
don't say
environment.
That. Don't say that.
Medium is.
Don't say
the
that.
Medium
don't
is
say
what
that.
We're dealing
don't
with.
Don't say that. Don't say
medium
that.
Medium started eroding
that.
Everything 150
don't
years ago.
Don't say that.
Electric medium.
Thompson.
So,
William Irwin Thompson. Don't say
to,
that. Don't say that.
Camelot. Princess Camelot. Huh? He had on the latest fucking panic guy who was saying that he had all the money and all the evidence and all this shit. And he's linked up. He's figuring out New Hampshire. Yeah, the cabal is in New Hampshire. what you see. I should post it.
Concord.
It's just this guy, and they don't get the McLuhan point. It's a digital environment that wipes out everybody. There's nobody there at the cabal headquarters. There are factions shooting each other, but they're not holding any fort together. This is a very important distinction.
Okay.
This would help
yes.
Maggie get out of her fucking top-down analysis and dickering with whatever who's in charge.
What?
The environment's in
okay,
charge.
Bert.
And that environment's
Bert,
not controlled
Bert.
By me. So it all comes back to me, and so whatever you say, there's money, there's monoliths, UFOs, whatever object you say is out there in the Outer Kingdom, it's
yeah.
Bob!
Okay, let's prove this point, Bob, so hush.
Yeah, let's
don't
prove
tell
it.
Us how big it. Don't tell us how big it is, Bob. Let us show them how big it is.
You see how big Carol's tits are. Carol's tits are huge.
Oh, thanks for the memory. What's going on in France? Hey, Bert, what's going on in France?
Hey, the French.
What's going on in France?
Hey, I just discovered something, Bert. Fucking Carol's laughing for the first time during the show. She wants people to talk about her sex life, for fuck's sake. And she likes the show. She hates hearing about
Bob's
sex life.
That's what it was.
There's the big, there it is. You were all wrong on it. What's that shit with Puritanism? It was just the wrong with Playgirl. She wants Playgirl magazine.
Nice. She doesn't want us to be vulgar. She wants us to tell how she's vulgar.
Yeah.
Okay,
that clarifies a lot of the last 10 years.
That does.
Bob, she has an obsidian knife and it's very sharp. Mind your words, kid.
Yeah, uh-oh.
What's going on in Paris? What's going on in
Paris? Hey, Ion, the French are not playing.
They cut the retirement.
They are not fucking playing.
They're about to fuck themselves to death. Is that
what's
going
Bert,
on? Okay,
they
okay.
think they're not playing, but they're providing spectacle imagery for the tech body. They are a sport. We're watching them.
Yes. And they're doing a very good job
alcohol.
Of it. They're doing a very good job
like
of
alcohol.
It.
That's like alcohol, Bert, because no great story ever started with someone eating a salad.
That's true. Okay, what's
okay,
going on?
Okay, wrap it up, Bert. What
me?
Were you trying to get to?
No,
was I going to say something?
No, stop. Stop. He's got 37... No. What's going on in Tel Aviv? Quick, let's go.
No, there's almost the same thing. They're demonstrating about the justice law.
They're not demonstrating, they're rioting, they're about to be invaded.
Yeah. They're about to be invaded?
Yes. Now all those countries, they're merging together, post-haste.
Are you talking about the Iran and the...
Yep.
Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
That's the force behind that rioting that's taking place.
Yep.
That's a news flash because that's not what's on the news that I'm watching here. Wow.
Well,
watching news, Bert. You're watching sports. Come on.
Yeah, the news is watching you. The news is watching you.
Yeah.
Okay, next TikTok, Ion. What's that? I mean, okay, Lester Holt on NBC Nightly News was announcing that the Pentagon expert warning about a possible mothership coming closer to Earth.
Yeah.
Was this ordered by the B-1 aliens? Was this announcement ordered by the
Yes. And this is where they're
B-1 is Pentagon aliens, Bert. Is that who you mean?
Yeah. Yes, that's what he said. That's what he said.
B-1.
So is that the hoax? They're trying to anticipate the real one?
That's what
No, it's not a hoax. They're just trying to give everybody notice, though, when they show up and go, oh, yeah, that was on NBC or ABC.
Yeah, that's Bob.
ABCD, ABCD. Yeah.
Okay.
What about Corrine Jean-Pierre?
Her hit and miss accident.
Drunk. Hit and miss, drunk.
It wasn't a hit and a miss. She was drunk and run into somebody, but they didn't arrest her, so it's all good.
Yeah, you have to look at her eyes closely and you'll find out what she is.
Yeah, that's true. That's a hint.
Okay, another TikTok thinking about that. Okay, Ion, when Xi Jinping and Putin met in Moscow, there was a really strange TikTok with the boy with the swivel neck. Was that an alien guard?
It was.
At the door?
It is.
And that's been traditional there for eons, that kind of guard movement?
Well, ask Bert. He knows the Swiss Guard better than most.
Okay, Ryan, but that was not Swiss Guard. That wasn't Swiss Guard. That was a Kremlin Guard.
Yeah.
No, but you know them well from Swiss Guard. Okay, before you do that, China, Evergrande Day.
Gone.
Know that, Bigger.
Gone.
It's gone.
That was real. Was that real or CGI?
A brilliant guy did a TikTok. He showed the collapse of Evergrande, and he goes, "Uh oh." That's his TikTok.
Uh oh. That's not on the
news.
It's
not gone. It's not gone. It's 0.00030 in U.S. dollars. So down 95% today. Just that. It's no problem. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, guy. Just another one. Did the Chinese actually issue a warning to the U.S. to a U.S. Navy aircraft on March 13th, or was that CGI?
No, they did. They did. They most certainly did. See, all this shit that's going down, everybody's calling each other's bluffs. They're trying to punch. They're trying to figure. All that's happening right here is they're trying to see who the bully is so that somebody can punch the bully in the nose. Where's the Ayatollah Khomeini?
It's all distracting for me. Just make sure you don't bring up on. It's A3.
Where's King? Where's King? Salam, alam, amang, akhamana, wana.
You guys must like to be me. Whoever is talking here.
Nelson, Ian Arlett,
Alan Dutai, whatever. The point is, it's always the same conversation. What's it like to be you, Bob? Like the whole news is about me constantly, Bert.
Yeah. That's why Bob Carr had to go diddle the boys and
he had to go. He got exiled to Mumbai.
Mumbai.
He wanders over into Burma for refreshments. But,
for refreshments, but not for rubies.
So what was that last point you were saying, Bert? The last TikTok after the Kremlin Guard? You said something.
Chinese issuing a warning to the U.S. Navy aircraft on the 13th of March.
So everybody's warning everybody else, you know, come in our territory. Meanwhile, North Korea's going to bomb South Korea. Nobody was paying attention to that.
So, okay, thank you, Bob, for that segue. Okay, was that official response by North Korea in that TikTok about North Korea on the 13th of March, Ian, that they fired two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine?
They did.
That's real?
They did. A funny thing happened at College Station one day.
You know what's going on here, Bert? Every faction run by the angels is just saying, shoot anywhere, we'll get Bob eventually. They're just firing at anything in the air.
That's right.
See Bob.
Kill everybody. Let us know when you get Bob. Kill everybody. Let us know when you get Bob.
That's why everybody's going to be killed. Because they know there'll be one guy left standing. That they'll have him, they think.
That's right. Now, and they're going to wait on Mike Lindell to come bring the Godzilla 2.0 to put under Bob's head to make
you watch. That could have been the Belgium with me overlooking Leopold trying to stage some final spectacle Olympic thing to retrieve Hitler in 36.
Bob, stop that. Stop that.
In 1936, Hitler.
Don't do that. Don't, Bob, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, every time you fucking violate confidence, I'll become transparent, okay?
Yeah, but
I'm firing whistles. I'm firing missiles back at everybody.
You get to mute us.
Yeah, that's my bomb. Another country obliterated. We call it muted.
Yeah, that's it.
We're in world today.
We're gonna work.
No, wait.
We're gonna work.
World ends today.
We're gonna start working with Dr. Cavendini. We're gonna bring Mr. Good Bob. It'll be
that's gonna be fun. We have both Bobs on the show, Bert. That's gonna be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, dueling Bobs, trying to figure out what William Henry Thompson was really trying.
Which one remained standing? Who won?
That's right. I'm still standing. And which LaRouche was right? Which LaRouche was right?
Okay, that's enough, Bert. Let's bring in Alyssa and wrap it up here.
Thanks, Bob. Carolyn, Ian, thanks.
Thank you.
You did pretty good. You got to get focused and get all your information in. There's more stuff you missed, but I know how that goes.
I got it.